Hello, sports fans, and welcome to another edition of Yesterday Sports on the Sports History Network. And make sure to check out sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways. I have two signed books I'm giving away. One is titled No Nonsense, Old School Weight Training, and the other is Reliving 1970s Old School Football.
Tall tales are many times based on facts, and we have a football legend that has some of the most interestingly spun tales about him in The Legend of Bronco Nagurski. We hear some of his stories and more coming up in just a moment.
This is the Pigskin Daily History Dispatch, a podcast that covers the anniversaries of American football events throughout history on a day-to-day basis. Your host, Darren Hayes, is podcasting from America's North Shore to bring you the memories of the gridiron one day at a time. So as we come out of the tunnel of the Sports History Network, let's take the field and go no huddle through the portal of positive gridiron history with PigskinDispatch.com.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at SportsHistoryNetwork.com.
Hello, my football friends. This is Darren Hayes of PigskinDispatch.com. Welcome once again to the Pigpen, your portal to positive football history. And there, nothing can get more positive than when we talk about a legend. Now, I was reading an article by John Wybush in a book he wrote a few years back titled More Than a Game. It's a collection of stories of legends of the game. I believe it was wrote in the late 60s, early 1970s. But one section of this group of football writings really inspired me when the author told a few tales about the legendary multi-sport star named Bronco Nagurski. Now, Wybush's point is that there are so many fascinating tales of wonder about Nagurski that it's hard to tell if they are real or not sometimes. The guy's larger than life, and the author often compares the athlete with the mythical Paul Bunyan. He makes a good point of it too, and it's really quite interesting, even if all these little stories aren't true. I'm hopeful that in the next few months, our friend historian Chris Willis will set the record straight on these in an upcoming book he has written on the subject of Nagurski. But till then, let's enjoy these little stories. Now, first off, Nagurski hails from International Falls, Minnesota, a place that, according to the author, has sort of two seasons each year. It rains 5 months of the year, and then it's cold as the dickens for the balance of the year. Now, Bronco lived pretty much his entire life there, hunting, fishing, and even running a gas station there. And he was a regular dude, and everybody knew him, and he knew everyone. And match that with his stardom on the football field of the University of Minnesota, the Chicago Bears, and in the wrestling ring where he was a champion. It's no wonder that people are in awe of this man and had versions of stories about some of the great feats that he did. Some were true, some are maybe exaggerated a little bit. The second point is that he has the perfect macho football name. The dude just sounds tough just by hearing his name, Bronco Nagurski. His real name was Bronislaw Nagurski, a Canadian-born kid of Ukrainian and Polish descent. And even that name Bronislaw, well, that name sounds pretty hard-ass and badass, if you ask me. Doesn't sound like you want to go in a dark alley and somebody says, okay, you're meeting up with Bronislaw. Well, no thank you. I'll pass. Hard pass on that one. Now, we all know that he played in Chicago for a few years alongside Red Grinch. In 1932, in what would become the NFL championship game, impromptu, sort of, Bronco famously and controversially jumped past the throw to Grange, where the Bears scored late, to win over the Portsmouth Spartans. Now, Portsmouth claimed that the pass was illegal due to an NFL rule at the time where the passer had to be 5 yards or more from behind the line of scrimmage when he let the ball go. And they claimed that Nagurski was close to the line when he let it fly. Well, the refs saw it differently, and the Bears took the crown in that 1932 game and end up winning the NFL championship for that year. Now, surely the men that shared a legendary play and a legendary backfield and on the team bus and in hotel rooms across the country have to have some stories about one another, right? Well, according to Wybush, Grange does have one good one on Bronco. Now, Grange recalls a tale where Nagurski's coach at Minnesota, a guy named Doc Spears, visited Red later in life at his Florida home. The conversation got onto Bronco at one point, and Red, you know, sort of drummed up the idea of asking Coach the question, how in the world he ever got connected with a guy from International Falls, Minnesota, Nagurski. Well, Spears, he went into one of his famous tales, and he went to International Falls to see some other kid. He thought maybe his name might be Smith. He couldn't remember. Now, trying to find Smith, he came across a kid, he says, that was pushing a plow around a field by himself, without a horse or any other kind of motorized equipment. Now, Spears took interest in this and trying to find the Smith kid, so he pulls over and asks the kid where he could find Smith. Well, Grange tells us that Spears said the kid picked up the plow and pointed with it in the direction that Smith lived. Old Doc forgot about Smith, and he knew he had to have this guy that was holding that plow. That man's name? Bronco Nagurski. Pretty far-fetched, but interesting. What can I tell you? And we do know that Bronco Nagurski came and played for Doc Spears in Minnesota. And he came from International Falls. So he went up there for some reason. So you got to look in between the truth and the fiction there. And you'll come up with what there's a real story. But meanwhile, when he went to Minnesota and was on the varsity squad, the Gophers lost only 4 games when Bronco was on the team. 3 of those were by 1 point, and the other was a 2-point loss. Pretty good record. During his stay on the varsity squad, he played every position except center and quarterback. And in 1929, he did so well that he earned 2 different positions on Grantland Rice's All-American team, fullback and tackle. Yeah, there was only 10 names on offense on Grantland Rice's 1929 All-America team. He was that good. The feature memory of that season was a 12-yard touchdown run against Northwestern, where apparently every member of the Wildcat defense had a shot at him and hit him. But old Bronk would not be denied the goal line, and he crossed it, and the Golden Gophers won that game. And more on Nagurski's determination and talent than anything. He was the captain of that team, and you know the guys surrounded him wanted to play hard because he played hard. In 1928, that year earlier, he said to have played a game that the medical staff at Minnesota told him not to be in because he had a severe spinal injury that he incurred earlier in the season. Now, Nagurski instead wore a steel brace and refused to sit out the game. And with time running out on 4th down of a goal line stand, he carried the ball each and every time on in that goal line stand. He finally found pay dirt, and Minnesota took the Big Ten title from the Badgers. And the Badgers, all they had to do was tie the game, and they would have that title. But Minnesota denied them by winning the game because of the grit and determination Bronco Nagurski, with that very injured spine and a metal brace on his back, carried the ball through a sea of humanity to get across the goal line and win the game. Now, it's feats like these that make a legend. And it's a guy like Bronco Nagurski that becomes legendary. Now, I hope you enjoyed these tales that we have on Bronco Nagurski, especially of his early years in college and some great things, a great story from Doc Spears' coach at Minnesota. We hope to touch some more on this because Bronco Nagurski is such an interesting figure and tell some more stories from his football lore, let's say. And we talk about football history each and every day, though, even when we're not talking about Bronco Nagurski. So join us on this podcast each and every day. Comes out every night at midnight Eastern, and we're going to talk football history, a little bit different subject each and every night. Hope to keep your interest, and we have a great big back catalog library of some 800 different podcasts on football history on pigskindispatch.com and the Pigskin Dispatch podcast. So hope you'll enjoy it. Thank you for joining us once again, and we'll talk to you tomorrow. We'd like to have your feedback, pigskindispatch@gmail.com. Until tomorrow, everybody, have a great gridiron day. That's all the football history we have today, folks. Join us back tomorrow for more of your football history. we invite you to check out our website, pigskindispatch.com, not only to see the daily football history, but to experience positive football with our many articles on the good people of the game, as well as our own football comic strip, Cleat Marks Comics. Pigskindispatch.com is also on social media outlets, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel to get all of your positive football news and history. Special thanks to the talents of Mike and Gene Monroe, as well as Jason Neff, for letting us use their music during our podcast.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.
Hey there, football fans. This is Ross, the host of the Pigskin Tales podcast. I just need a few moments of your time to talk about the host of the Pigskin Dispatch podcast, Darren Hayes. He's expanded the Pigpen to search out information on the history of all team sports. It's a quest to find out about the competitors, teams, and places chronicled throughout athletic history through the uniforms and gear the participants used and wore. And he is taking you, the listener, with him on this educational journey to preserve sports history on the Sports Jersey Dispatch, found here on the Sports History Network. His newest podcast, called Jersey Dispatch, is all based on the jerseys that all the greats used to wear. You can find Darren Hayes and the Pigskin Dispatch podcast, as well as Jersey Dispatch, on your favorite podcast provider multiple times each week. So remember that Darren Hayes, the host of the Pigskin Dispatch and Jersey Dispatch podcasts, is found right here on the Sports History Network.